past life memory. Marianne explains where the information from our past lives is stored. The essence of our knowledge, experience and wisdom from our predecessor personalities is loaded into the new memory of the subconsciousness, which means the highest value of every single consciousness form is transferred from the storage banks of the overall consciousness block into the new memory of the subconsciousness. The overall consciousness block is external and not in our head. The enormous wisdom of our predecessor personalities is now contained in our subconsciousness. So the wisdom of our predecessor personalities is loaded in the subconsciousness of the embryo. The former, enormous knowledge of our predecessor personalities is therefore hidden as essence in the memory of our subconsciousness and in detail as data impulses in all the external storage banks. From there, it can be activated through our conscious searching and inquiring, because only by intercepting inspirations of the subconsciousness and by consciously and continuously working with them. For more articles by Marianne _Rullinger, click the associated link. The consciousness block is dissolved into pure creational energy. From this creational energy, the overall consciousness block reprograms the consciousness block. Subconscious. In psychology, the subconscious is the part of consciousness that is not currently in focal awareness. The word subconscious is an anglicized version of the French subconscient as coined by the psychologist Pierre Janet, who argued that underneath the layers of critical thought functions of the conscious mind lay a powerful awareness that he called the subconscious mind. 1. Because there is a limit to the information that can be held in conscious focal awareness, a storehouse of one's knowledge and prior experience is needed. This is the subconscious. Page 88. The actual decisions and deeds of every human being are only partially based on fully conscious considerations. The greatest part stems from the area that is withdrawn from the immediate influence of the will, the subconsciousness. Page 118. The tremendous might of thoughts has not been discovered only in our day, even though its right application still new to the human being of today and to him appears like a book with seven seals. This is so because of the mass of human beings were hardly conscious of the might, because this was kept secret from them for thousands of years by those who were accurately informed and in the know. Under the punishment of death, they were often forbidden to reveal their knowledge, their cognitions and their ability. As strictly forbidden knowledge, an enormous amount of nonsense, as well as everything real, actual, truth-based and in accordance with the laws and recommendations, was assimilated under the secret sciences, to which no normal outside ever had access. A fact that, still today in the 20th century, its realness cannot be denied. Even today, much of the unmeasurable knowledge of the humankind which has been collected over tremendous periods of time is hidden in the inaccessible secret sciences and will be defended until the death of the Pope, the bigwigs and those of the secret sciences, which bring them tremendous life-affirming benefit, progress and success, then religions and politics will be eradicated in the shortest possible time. The financial industry would disappear, war, unpeace, hunger and all the terrible things of the world would suddenly come an end. Page 2. The Earth human being of Earth has adopted the unpleasant habit of using false word concepts for things and matters which he/she does understand or only partially understands. Here is an interesting bit of related information from Contact Report 427. It will not be grasped that it is the human himself as an individual and as the entire humanity who determines and brings about his fate in every iota, and that subsequently only he, entirely alone, can, and must, bring himself every necessary help. The human spirit and its swinging wave. The human spirit is untouchable and invulnerable. It also has a swinging wave which is called Schwingung in the German. Electromagnetic swinging waves in the teaching of the spirit are periodically built up electric and magnetic fields, which are not bound to any matter. These swinging waves include energies and forces of immense might. The containing energy in the swinging waves is radiated in the form of a wave. In physics, a wave is disturbance or oscillation that travels through matter/space. Space is the boundless three-dimensional extent in which objects and events have relative position and direction. 1. Physical space is often conceived in three linear dimensions, although modern physicists usually consider it, with time, to be part of a boundless four-dimensional continuum known as space-time. The wave is accompanied by a transfer of energy. Wave motion transfers energy from one point to another. The spirit itself is a minute pot piece of the creation, which in no form can be disturbed or somehow negatively affected by the material realm. The spirit can also not be nourished from out of the material realm. Jmut, a part of the spiritual body that regulates spirit-based consciousness, feelings and thoughts. The jmut cannot be influenced by negative powers, but only neutral positive ones. The jmut supplies the psyche with harmonious swinging waves, and a part of these waves originate from the realm of cosmic electromagnetic life energy. The jmut's mention is generally understood by German-speaking people as follows: someone that radiates equanimity and does not get worked up easily. Equanimity is a state of psychological stability and composure which is undisturbed by experience of or exposure to emotions, pain, or other phenomena that may cause others to lose the balance of their mind. The virtue and value of equanimity is extolled and advocated by a number of major religions and ancient philosophies. Page 10. Jmut is referred to as the spiritual block and factor which, within the spirit body of a life form, in this case the human being, regulates and looks after the spirit consciousness-based feelings and the spirit consciousness-based thoughts in itself, in a constant equalized form. The feeling. When trying to understand this section of the book The Psyche, I realized how difficult, even impossible, it is to translate some German ideas into the English language. There are really six German words that come into play that should be understood in relation to feeling, and those include the following: Empfindung, noun, a fine spiritual perception; Empfinden, verb, to perceive in a fine fluidal wise. The Fig Dictionary quotes from the Goblet of Truth for the definition of Empfinden. Goblet of Truth 25, 137, fine spiritual perceiving of the love of the creation, or Fühlen, verb, the normal feeling is when someone touches something with the fingertips. Erfüllen also refers to picking up vibrations and a consciousness-based feeling. This is to do with the swinging waves that are talked about in the Meyer material. Billy indicates that you cannot do both of these at the same time. Fühlen, verb, which can mean to physically feel, psychically feel. The reader has to determine from the context what is meant. Gefühl, noun, feeling that emerges from one's thoughts. Fühlen, noun, feeling through touching. Empfinden. Empfinden is referred to as that block or factor which occupies that important position in the spiritual realm, in the jmut, as does the feeling in the half-material psyche. That means that the Empfinden is purely a spiritual process of the spiritual jmut, and this does not belong to the physical body. The Empfinden only receives from the swinging waves which are of a purely spiritual nature, and thus in the spiritual sense, Wesen. A Wesen is an independently existing life form with its own individuality and personality. There is impulse-based, instinct-based and consciousness-based evolution. The embryo lives initially only as an impulse-based, naturally instinctive small body with no consciousness and personality of its own. On the 21st day, the embryo is then spiritually animated when the spirit form reincarnates into the embryo along with the consciousness and personality which incarnate through the comprehensive consciousness block. For more information, see the following page: Conception, Consciousness, Personality. The evolution of the human is consciousness-based, the animal's evolution instinct-based, the plant's evolution impulse-based. Wesenheit. The creational universal consciousness, stones, water, certain energies and gases do not evolve as dramatically as other life forms. Wesen. The Might of Thoughts. 86. Every broader-thinking human being is no longer in the need of direction by religious beliefs because his own cognition allow him to recognize good and evil. 87. The actual decisions and deeds of every human being are only partially based on fully conscious considerations. The greatest part stems from that area which is withdrawn from the immediate influence of the will, the subconscious. 102. Only the power of thinking forms the good and evil. The power that the thinking uses as impetus does not stem from the human being himself/herself. It streams in the spirit and from there in the consciousness, coming out of the unmeasurable expanses of space, of the universe. It stems from the tremendous wealth of spirit of the Erlife asterisk, of the creation. Er is a German prefix signifying earliest, most ancient, initial, primeval. Billion describing himself stated that my spirit form had already been active for millions of years in the Lyra Vega systems, and had come to Earth, voluntarily, in human bodies as teacher, herald, and prophet. It had also returned into the material sphere from a highly spiritual level, Arihat Adhersada level, and had already performed prophetic functions since Earth times Anlasim and other planets of the Lyra and Vega systems. God. The creation is neither God nor anything similar. The word God is only an age-old term from a likewise age-old language of a foreign people. The word God, from time immemorial, has been used as a designation for human beings who, because of their consciousness-based powers and their abilities resulting from using them, were able to master and accomplish things which remained denied kings and emperors. Self-responsibility. Being responsible for your thoughts and actions not only helps you learn towards the better and good for your current lifetime, but also your future incarnations as a new personality and new human being. When you die, it is only your body that dies and your personality, respectively your consciousness. Your material body is not immortal and never can be. There is no immortal God or Savior. How long you live is, on the one hand, a question of how responsible you are for the well-being and care of your body and, on the other hand, a question of natural disease and virus contracting, which cannot be helped for the time being. There is no God or Savior that is responsible for the well-being of your body or how long you live. Your body is your responsibility. Your personality, respectively your consciousness, gets dissolved into fine spiritual energy known as the overall consciousness block. The overall consciousness block records all your past lives knowledge and wisdom which has been learned. Each time you die in a material body, the overall consciousness block absorbs your consciousness, which contains your knowledge and wisdom from the material life you just had. Thus, through million-fold incarnations into a human being on a planet, you continually evolve and learn. No God or Savior is responsible for your learning and your evolution. You, as a human being, are solely responsible for your consciousness and how much you learn and evolve in each incarnation. Therefore, also there is no heaven or hell that exists in the entire universe where your spirit form is judged to live for eternity by a God or Savior. Clarification of a defamatory claim. The Might of Thoughts, Elizabeth Moosbrugger. So the book which lies before you is dedicated to a humankind that is ill in its consciousness, so that it finds again the creational natural way which it lost long ago. Ausardung means to get very bad, get out of the control of the good human nature. On its own, negative thinking leads to Ausardung just as much as purely positive thinking does. The neutral post of equalized mode of thinking is needed to repair the psyche. The Mind of the Thinking is every human being's key to his or her personal power in all things. The human being has to learn to stop doing things which he/she does not want to do in his or her life, but which he/she does without knowing why. Many human beings nurture wish dreams. Those which do come to fruition. That which the human being might fully thinks, manifests for him/her. A plant sprouts from a seed and can therefore not come into existence without it. Everything springs forth from the mind of the human being's thoughts.